Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Bubba and Bobby Show. I think we finally figured that one out. It's going to roll off my tongue really well eventually. I'm used to saying welcome to the, you know, to Bubba's Garage. You know, welcome to another episode of Bubba's Garage. Hope you guys had a really fabulous week. It's been really crazy, but nonetheless, it's always busy right here on Bubba's Garage in the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Slammed.
If you are listening or watching the replay, feel free to join us live each and every Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on both YouTube as well as Facebook to join in on the conversation. If you'd like to be a special guest, do me a favor. Reach out on bubbasgarage.tv, and if you have a certain topic you would like for us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out at bubbasgarage.tv. First up, I want to say howdy, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hope you're doing well out there. Gosh, you know, it's been a really crazy week, but we got a lot of stuff done. If you haven't seen our last video, we got the galley. We call it the spice rack, I guess. The spice rack installed on the Runaway Venturus. And I'm kind of excited about that because Shelby had an opportunity to kind of play with it.
Get creative with it.
Yeah, she did. Howdy, Farm Boy's Garage. Farm Boy, you know, it's been a while. I hope you're doing well. I haven't seen any updates on that farmhouse renovation. I want to check it out. So we've been keeping our eyes peeled.
Hey, Farm Boy.
Yeah, it's been a really busy week. Not bad at all. I mean, in the end, we have survived. Nonetheless, we are here. It is Friday.
That's right.
Yeah, we did get the bed platform done on the V-Series, so that's really exciting. Woo-hoo! Shelby got to test out the bed platform on the V-Series, and I haven't edited that video yet. I've been running behind, but that bed platform on that V-Series got a little tight, like really tight, a lot tighter than I expected it to.
It did. In fact, I was a little concerned when we were trying to put it in, and I didn't know if we were going to actually get it in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to work out. It's going to do what we need it to do. It's a little tighter than I expected it to be. And I think that's really what it boils down to. I think, why did we get the unit? I mean, we got the unit just because it was going to be a place to get in and out of, well, out of the elements primarily, you know, in the summer, stuff like that, and winter camping and things like
that. Make it easier to travel, make it easier to be able to have some place to stay without paying for hotels. And, you know, all around, it's a place to sleep, right? You know, we have our back galley that you can actually cook in, you know, at certain destinations. And if we're on the road and, you know, we're getting tired, we can pull over in the local boondocking area and we're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know if you guys seen my last Instagram post, literally just hours ago on Instagram and Facebook. I posted, we got the iOverlander from Garmin. We're going to play around with that on this coming trip. I mean, I really hated to do it. We used the Gaia GPS on our last trip out west. It worked out really well. My biggest problem with this particular trip is we've been working on planning it out. And I'm having a really hard time finding destinations and things like that around the United States. And so, well, we decided to take the plunge and order the Garmin Overland. We're going to try it out. And that's mainly because it has the iOverlander database on it. So I'm hoping that it's, I don't know. We're going to find out. If this is something you're interested in, definitely stick around right here on Bubba's Garage. We're going to learn a little bit more about the Overlander and see if it meets our needs. But right now I got mixed reviews. So stick around. We'll see how that pans out.
Well, see, and like one of the big things that really intrigued me about getting the Garmin is, you know, when we did the Gaia thing on our Big Bend trip, it worked out phenomenally. It worked out really well. But with this trip, you know, we had worked to plan out a route. And now because of everything that's going on in the world, that route is now having to change. And
yeah,
I feel better with on the fly changing where, you can pull up the Garmin and you have all these tools that you don't have to worry about having, you know, cell phone signal or Wi-Fi right. signal to be able to pull up any information to find out where you are.
Yeah. So we're not really sure how that's going to pan out. We're just going to try it out and see. So if that's something you want to check out, definitely do me a favor. Click the subscribe button. We'll be giving an update on that as the months progress and we actually start using it. Farm Boy says, Shelby did a great job. I totally agree with you. If you guys haven't seen in some of our older episodes right here on Bubba's Garage, you know, back in the day, Shelby's artwork was very interesting. She's come a long way. She's come a long way. She's right over there. She's watching us as we do our live stream. She's waving. She says, hi, everybody. But she's come a long way. She's actually working on some art stuff now. And I think I mentioned not long ago, or actually in our last video, as well as our last live stream, and that is Shelby's doing a lot of her artwork in paints and things like that recently. And we'll be posting some of that artwork on our website at bubbasgarage.tv. So definitely stick around for that. She's just completed her second, well, not really her second, but her second art piece for the BGTV shop just this past weekend. And she's working on a third right now. It's pretty impressive stuff. So we're going to post it out there, see what you guys think about it. So definitely stick around on bubbasgarage.tv for some of that. I'm really excited to see where that artwork will go. And if you go back and you look at some of the pictures that we posted on Instagram or Facebook or even the video for that matter, I did a good rundown of it. She's got a little bitty Bobby. She's got a little bitty Bubba, you know, Chris is my name. And she's got a little Shelby sitting up there on the E, and then she's got the condiments across there. And she's got the Jeep Junior project as well.
She did put an itty bitty Odie up there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the way it was installed, he got covered up. So she's going to have to go ahead and re-put him in there somewhere. She's devastated at this moment that it actually got covered up, because she did a really good job on it. So she needs to throw another one of Odie's in there.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I probably should have did a better job of putting it in the galley and drawing a line to keep her in her bounds. So that's totally my fault. Larry, hello, Larry. Satellite,
hey, Larry.
I guess we're broadcasting live all over the United States, if not the world. And it'd be really cool if you would share and like this video. Get the world to know that we're here, because we are, well, I mean, we're Bubba's. I mean, nobody really pays attention to Bubba. Let me be honest with you. I mean, nobody really does. Larry says he lost sound. I hope that we didn't cut out. If we did, that's a terrible situation. But then again, it is Bubba's Garage, and I wouldn't be surprised if something didn't break during a live stream. That's for sure. If you can't hear us, please let us know. We will make some corrections and some adjustments. We are running XLR microphones. So if you guys can't hear us, definitely let us know.
He said, got it now. Awesome.
Awesome. Larry, we're glad to have you here. Larry and I go way, way, way back. If you're anybody in Texas, Larry can definitely hook you up down in South Texas. Well, not really that far south. Farm Boy, I want to go back to something Farm Boy said here, because he says, I think a 6 foot bed would be pretty tight. Yeah, I'm 5 foot six. Bobby is 5 foot seven. Shelby, how tall are you?
Shelby's kind of in between. She's kind of in between.
So she's taller than me, but shorter than you?
Yeah.
Well, that's not that much. That's like 5 foot, 6.5 inches. I mean, so she's a half inch taller than me and a half inch shorter than you. So.
And you know, Farm Boy, six foot bed when you're 5'7", 5'6", 5'7", especially 5'7", that 1 inch can make a big difference. It's not sleeping at home. You know, you can't stretch out and, you know, take up all this room, you know, but it works. It's comfortable enough to be able to climb in the back and be able to, you know, go to sleep overnight.
It's a sleeping spot. It's a sleeping spot. Right. So, I mean,
and actually, even though it's only 6 foot wide, when you look at how much room you have from side to side, it actually makes it feel a little bit better, because you might be cramped this way, but you have more room side to side where you can actually adjust and move around too.
Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly how it's going to pan out in the long run. I mean, I really wish the box was more like 8 foot long instead of, well, 10 foot long instead of 8 foot long. But I mean, we're going to try it out. I mean, it's a place to sleep. It's a place to get out of the elements. And that's the goal. I mean, we still got two mattresses that we want to cut down and put on that bed platform. I'll try to get some pictures and post that platform on Facebook and Instagram. I do need to edit the video. So hopefully I'll get that edited before our next episode on Tuesday. But we got it done. We finally got it done. The galley's there. The bed platform's there. We're close.
I'm excited, man. I'm seeing it all in there and done. I'm ready to take it out and go on some trips, man. I'll tell you what. I can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, we're ready to hit the road. Kevin also agreed that he is able to hear. Kevin, Larry, Farm Boy, hey, thank you guys so much. And for everybody else that's out there listening, thank you so much for joining us right here on this live stream. If you're not commenting, I totally get it. But if you have a question for myself or for Bobby or for Shelby, for that matter, Shelby is here joining us as well. Definitely leave us some comments. We would love to hear from you. This is a great opportunity for Q&A time, I guess, if you want to call it. I mean, we started this doing these videos with a no real specific topic probably about 3 weeks ago. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, the thing is when you have one specific topic, and we did this at first where we had one topic that we stuck to for the whole video, you know, it was kind of one of those where it didn't allow for, you know, open-ended questions. It didn't allow for somebody to jump in and ask us something because they just watched a video, you know, it didn't allow for a lot of that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of where we were lost at, you know. Andy says, happy Friday. Happy Friday, Andy. Guys, hi, I don't know Andy. If you know Andy. Andy also has a YouTube channel right here. Do me a favor. Go check him out right there on YouTube. You can look him up. He's got a YouTube channel. He's a pretty decent guy. We follow him right here on Bubba's Garage as well. Kevin says he's got a question. Uh-oh, Kevin. Kevin's going to ask a complicated question. Let's see. What is the airspeed of an... Okay, hold on a minute. I have no clue, buddy. I mean, I'm just... Babe, do you know?
I don't know, honestly.
You know, when you ask people to give questions, Kevin comes up and he comes with a question that... Yeah, come on, Kevin, this is Bubba's... Hold on a minute, Kevin. So, did you see the comment from Farm Boy? Definitely, we are all Bubba's.
All Bubba.
We don't know those kind of things. I love it. Great question, Kevin. Definitely a great question.
Yeah, you stumped us.
I'm done. Hey, we do the Bubba thumbs right here on Bubba's Garage. 1 out of 5, 0. Yeah. I can't rate it but honestly, maybe I'm just not that intelligent. I mean, I am a Bubba. And you know, we do a lot of projects right here on Bubba's Garage, and a lot of times we cut out all the fails in our videos. And that's because most people don't want to hear about the crap that doesn't work. They want to hear about the crap that does work. We did a video, babe, this was like 2 years ago, about refilling propane, 1 pound propane bottles from a 20 pound. And man, I was candid, right? I just did it like it was. And I failed bad. And the funny thing is, it's probably like the second number one video that we have on YouTube. And on that video, I've gotten demolished like you wouldn't believe. Yeah, yeah. I try. I mean, I'm going to just do the best that I can with what I do.
It's true. A lot of people say that in our videos, we just make it look so easy. But what you don't see is the time in between where we're actually having to figure out how to fix a problem that we ran into can get it done.
And Larry says he can't see comments. And Larry, it looks like you're on Facebook. We're broadcasting live on both Facebook as well as YouTube. So depending on where everybody is commenting from, that will depend on what comments you can and cannot see. We do try to share most of those comments on the screen as much as possible during our live event. So hopefully we'll be able to get most of those. So let's see. Kevin says he's a Monty Python fan. So I guess this was back. I have no clue.
You know,
I really don't.
I mean, I have to be honest. I've never seen Monty Python.
Approximately 24 miles an hour. Yeah.
Interesting.
See, Yeah. I mean, honestly, back in the day, in our younger years, right, we used to watch a lot of movies and things like that. In our elder years, we're working a lot. We really don't watch much TV. We don't watch much movies at all. We actually talked, was it a couple of weeks ago? We talked about starting up our movie nights again. I mean, we used to have an entire movie room. Doing movies.
Big screen, projector, surround sound, whole nine yards. Yeah, we used to be big movie buffs. But yeah, here in the past few years, it's just been so busy that, you know, I would love to get back to having movie nights again.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Farm Boy says, I like to post fails that most of my videos. You know, I do too. I guess the problem is I do, but it takes a really long time to edit those videos. And I'm really having, I'm struggling with the edits because I just don't have the time. I mean, we own three different businesses right here on Bubba's Garage, and my time is pretty rough.
It's pretty hectic. It's pretty crazy around here, especially in the summers and winters. It's hard. It really is.
I mean, we keep all that footage, so we still have it. I need to go back through it, and I need to spend some time posting some of those at some point, because I think you're right, Farm Boy. I think you know, some of it's fun, especially when you get to come back to it and laugh about it. I mean, I think Farm Boy originally years ago did a bloopers video.
And we did that a few times. At the end of each season, we would do a bloopers video from all the mishaps, the fails, the oh no's, the oh cruds that we didn't show on the original
and
videos.
we still save them back in hopes that we're going to do a bloopers video. And I need a vacation from a vacation. You know, I need to find time to get in there and edit those. But we still save those back all the time. I mean, we really do. Chris, hey, Chris, hope you're doing well. He says, I'm kind of a GPS geek, mostly handheld, not expert by any means, but I love what they do. Yeah, I mean, Garmin has been in the business for many years. I remember way back before Google ever came out, Garmin and TomTom, I believe it was, they were the thing. Back then.
They
were the thing. I really like that the Overlander is going to have the iOverland database on it. So when you have to pick a spot out or a camping spot or a national forest or something like that on the fly, I think that's going to be really handy. We got one device. It's right there. We can look it up and we can go. But I'm not really sure. I mean, that's one downfall about Gaia GPS is, you know, Gaia, I think this is my opinion. And we have not used it that much, but I think Gaia GPS is great for planning. But I feel like if you're going to be in one spot for a really long time, Gaia is like ideal. But when you're traveling across the United States and you don't know where you're going to end up sometimes,
agreed.
You got to have like your phone, a tablet. You got to have so many different devices.
You're dependent on your cell phone signal, Wi-Fi signal when you use those devices. And that's what I was saying before is one of my biggest draws was that with this unit, you don't have to worry about if you have cell phone signal. Everything is automatically in the unit itself, so you can have access to it no matter where you are.
Right. So, I mean, honestly, we're going to play with it. I'm definitely going to give you my Bubba opinion right here on Bubba's Garage. We'll definitely stick around in a future episode. We're going to talk about that. We're probably going to do like an intro video to it just to kind of talk about our first impressions. But I'd really like to give an honest review after we've successfully used it on the Round the United States trip. Once we do that, we go all the way around and we hit up Canada and we come back, then I will be able to give you a more
detailed, honest. A more in-depth review about what our thoughts and how it worked out for us.
Right. Kevin says Monty Python Flying Circus was originally released in 1969. So you're I'm old, right? But I'm not that old. Shelby, do you know anything about Monty Python? And you know, we're gonna have to look this one up. Maybe that's the first movie night that we're gonna watch.
Yeah.
Shelby says, so I think she's confused too. So maybe we're a little out of date. So Kevin says some people now are posting the bloopers at the end of each video as B-roll. You know, I actually noticed that one Lone Star Rider does that quite a bit. I've thought about that too, and maybe that's a good idea. Maybe we leave the bloopers raw.
Yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
We leave the bloopers raw. You guys can check it out. Let us know your thoughts and things like that. Maybe it's after the outro, or maybe it's before. I'm not really sure. Larry says wants to know if it's saved maps. So the Garmin has built-in maps, which is really nice. You don't have to have Wi-Fi. You don't have to have any of that stuff. And Larry owns a cab company down in South Texas, close to Austin. We actually built some software for Larry. So thank you so much, Larry, for checking that out. It's built-in maps. It's definitely built-in maps on this one. On the Gaia GPS, you have an option to, like, sync the maps on your route. So it's different if you go off your path, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, my understanding is you actually, I'm not sure about this, but what I've researched about it is you actually go into the map on your computer and you route out your trip.
Yeah,
and then when you, it syncs to the actual unit. So when you pull it up on the trip, then your route is automatically there. Now, if you veer off from that, I don't know how that works. Like if you decide to go off on this trail because there's a scenic route, I don't know how that would work. But my understanding is the maps sync to it, so it's always there.
Yeah, with this one, it's all the maps are built in. So with the Overlander, all the maps are built in. Now, I'm not going to lie to you guys. The Bubba Thumbs on this one's going to be really interesting because this ain't cheap. We paid a pretty pill for this. And honestly, the reason I got it is because I also got a discount from Crutchfield because we've ordered the I-209, the T-Cam, the kicker upgrades, and all that kind of stuff. So that's the only reason I ordered it is because I got a discount because of our reward points. It's not cheap, so I'm going to be really interested to see where them Bubba Thumbs turn up on that. Farm Boy says, I love the blooper videos. I need to start doing those again.
Fun.
they are fun. And, you know, I do too. Maybe I need to find a way to do them, but maybe do them differently, not do a full-fledged edit, but like just slice and dice so that they're still there. Kevin mentioned it as well. I mean, honestly, if that's something you guys want us to do, you want us to throw those bloopers in, smash the crap out of the like button.
Absolutely.
I mean, I always look at those things. I mean, we do have somebody. We have somebody, and maybe I shouldn't change the topic, but we have somebody that every video, as soon as it's published, I get an instant dislike. And I'm like, and then I go look at the watch time, and it's like, for real, you didn't even watch the video. And you just disliked it. I mean, haters be haters, right? I mean, you can hate it all you want, but whatever. I mean, it's just hilarious. So smash the crap out of like button. If that's something you guys want us to do, we'll be more than happy to do it. I mean, we have the footage and
we have plenty of bloopers, trust me.
We might have to beep out a lot of words that we probably should not be saying. So Farm Boy says, I have a Garmin GPS, but have never updated the dang thing.
And, you know, back in the day, I think a lot of people used to do that. They go out and buy the latest GPS unit, and then over years and years and years, they never update it. And instead of updating it, they go buy a new one. So,
well, I mean, I don't mean this in a bad way, but why pay Garmin or why pay your cars, right? They come with built-in navigation nowadays. Why pay for all that when you can get Google for free? I mean, plug your phone in and you're good to go. And that's where I feel like folks like Gaia GPS and Garmin, you know, honestly, I feel like all these navigation people need to really get together and Google either needs to buy them out or they need to be friends.
Right.
Because one of the things that's missing from Gaia GPS is all the points of interest. That things like iOverlander or freecampsites.net or what's the other one, babe? I mean,
there's a new one just launched up a couple years ago, Free Roam.
Free Roam.
That's another really good one. Yeah.
So Kevin says Garmin used to charge for their maps updates every year, and I'm so glad they changed. Oh, did they change it? I didn't know. Did they give you those for free? I had no clue. Hold on a minute.
Oh, let's see. I didn't know.
You could download the map areas directly to the device on the Gaia GPS that will sync with your planned routes. So if you veer off the route, that's one of the things we noticed on our previous trip is with the Gaia GPS, once you plan the route, you can tell it to download the areas around your route and it would get that whole snapshot. That's a really handy tool.
It is.
It worked out really good on our last trip. I was really happy with it, actually.
Yeah, it actually worked out really well for the Big Bend trip. And like you were saying, I think it worked out more for us while we were in Big Bend because we actually had the whole state or national park saved to the unit. And they also have the layers where... Perfect. They have the layers where you can put the actual national park map over it. And
overlay it.
Right. It worked out really good for that.
It was really, really nice. I mean, it really was. And Larry says, my car nav sucks. I kind of feel the same way. That's why we ripped out the decks in our both of our vehicles. He says that I buy a new Garmin every year. I mean, that's kind of the thing. And I'm not, I mean, Kevin said earlier, maybe you can get maps free for the Garmin now. I'm not sure, Larry, that might be something you want to check into. Well, actually, Larry says right here, updates are free. Hey, Larry, quit buying new nav units if you can get updates for free. I mean, why not? I did not know that. I had no clue that Garmin was doing free updates. So that's really cool.
No, I didn't. I knew in the past you had to pay for them, so I just assumed that they were still the same, where updates they charged you for.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I'm not sure exactly how the Overlander is going to pan out. The only pro that I have found to this so far in before we ordered it was the fact that it came with the points of interest, the POIs, built in. That is really the only pro that I've found so far, but stick around to an updated video. I'm actually going to do an unboxing. We're going to go through this thing. We're going to check it out. And when we get back from the trip, I'll give you a true and honest review.
Absolutely. Farm Boy says, you know you've made it when haters dislike your video as soon as it's posted.
You know, I don't know what that is, but I can tell you right now, I have not made it. I mean, if you check us out, I think we're at 4,500 subscribers right here on YouTube. That's not that many, but yeah, it's kind of crazy. I was like, I post it, and then I'm adding like our cards and our end screens, and I'm like, where'd this dislike come from? It's like I just posted it, you know? It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Yeah. Shelby's saying haters can hate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what is it that I used to say back in the day is like, you know, hey, haters can hate, and in the end, that's publicity too. So it just helps get us out there a little bit. And, you know, the funny thing is it's probably the haters that watch every single episode for sure. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not really sure what the dislike is about. You know, in the very beginning, it was kind of disappointing to get that. You know, it's kind of like heartfelt. It's like, man, you know how much time and effort I put into editing this video to try to provide some good quality content. And then poof, you know, I've kind of let go of it and I've kind of moved on. So, Larry says the screens get bigger and my eyes see less as we get older. I mean, bigger glasses but you know, the bigger screens are pretty nice.
Yeah, the bigger screens do make it nice, especially when you're venturing off the path that you actually routed out. It makes it a lot nicer.
I have that I-209. It's like, what is it, a 9-inch or a 10-inch in my
Jeep.
Something
like that.
And Bobby's got a 7-inch, and it makes a world of difference. I love it. When I get into her car and I see that little screen, I'm like, what is this? I mean, this is like a cell phone, you know? It's like, for real? You know, so Kevin says they used to be $100 for the annual map updates. Now you can import your own map data on the Garmin with their free built-in software. Yeah, I did read something about being able to import your own map data on that. We're going to play with it. We're definitely going to check it out. But I even see you can put in, like we have some GPX files from our Gaia that I'm kind of interested in putting those tracks on here and see how that goes. So that's going to be interesting. Larry says maybe I need glasses instead. I wear glasses every day, Even that 9-inch, eventually I'm going to have to get bigger glasses or a bigger screen on my dash. Kevin says, yeah. I dislike help with the algorithms from what I've heard. Yeah, Google and YouTube seem to change that stuff constantly. I can't stay on top of it.
And, you know, Chris actually jumped in right after and said kind of the same thing. The way I understand it, even though it is a dislike, it shows people are watching. And as a YouTuber, it helps your algorithm. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, and it could be. I mean, in the end, it creates interaction. I think the idea that I've heard is if you're creating interaction on the video, then it's got to be somewhat controversial, whether it's a positive thing or a negative thing.
Right.
So, I mean, it might hurt my feelings a little bit, you know, especially when, and Chris, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Farm Boy, you know what I'm talking about. Andy posted earlier, you know what I'm talking about. It's a lot of effort to customize these things. And when you get that little dislike, it's heartfelt a little bit. But, you know, I kind of let it go for the most part. I mean, we do the YouTube thing for fun as a hobby. We're not trying to create that into a business. I mean, we do own Bubba's Garage TV. It is a legitimate business, but it's not – our YouTube videos isn't that business. We just do it for fun. You know what I mean? Larry says, how do I watch YouTube? Go to YouTube.com. Pull up the YouTube app on your phone and do a search for bubbasgarage.tv. That is our YouTube channel. So if you pull it up, Larry, and you subscribe to the channel, you'll get, well, and then you click the bell. I think you got to click a bell. You'll get notifications every time we come out with a new video. We try to come out with a new video once at least a week every Tuesday. They get published.
We try to.
And these videos here are published also on YouTube. But not only are they on YouTube, they're also published on our podcast. So if you go to bubbasgarage.tv, you can check out our podcast there. Or if you use iHeart or Google Podcasts or any of those kind of things, they're also on there as well. So Farm Boy says my wife gets really upset with dislikes because it's hard,
but I could care less.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel. I mean, we do it for fun and I enjoy it. That's kind of my like hobby. I don't know if you guys notice that. It's kind of what I enjoy doing. I love playing with my Jeeps, and that all started years ago when I was active on the forums and things like that, where people would always ask me questions and I'm like, man, I don't remember. And so we started recording the videos, and next thing you know, I was like, you know, I'm not going to record the video to go back and look at them next time. I'm just going to publish from YouTube. And we started the whole vlogging lifestyle, if you will, you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where it all started. If you guys want to hear that story sometime, let me know. We'll do a whole live stream. We'll talk about it, or I'll do a video on it. But it's a really interesting story for sure. Jeffrey says, do you run wheel spacers? Jeffrey, no, not at all. Not at all. We actually had wheel spacers as a comment on one of our older live streams two or three weeks ago. I will tell you. Yeah, go ahead, babe. You're going to tell them about the rig?
Yeah, we don't run wheel spacers on the Jeeps. But with our new rig, the Runaway Venturous Series, for us to be able to use the Jeep tires as a spare for the Runaway, we're looking at possibly having to use some spacers because the tire and the wheel mount area isn't matching up very well.
Yeah, we're going to need to use, if we're going to stay with the stock wheels and tires on the V-Series, we're going to have to install wheel spacers on the V-Series. We're going to have to. And I'd like to stick with the stock tires and wheels on the Winter Edition. I love them. I actually want to get two more to put on the V-Series. And if we do that, we're going to have to run wheel spacers. And let's just say I'm probably going to do it. It's either that or I'm going to have to replace the wheels and tires on the Winter Edition. And I don't want to do that. I got mixed feelings. I mean, Quadratech makes an aftermarket wheel. Well, I think they do. It's a knockoff of the wheels and tires that I have, but they're not powder coated and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not really sure. But right now, Jeffrey, we do not run wheel spacers on any of the Jeeps. We're running the stock factory wheels and tires on it now. I will be changing the tires to 33s on the winter edition if I keep those wheels. And I just like the winter edition wheels. And honestly, we talked about getting another set for the Black Bear. We just really like them. So hopefully that answers your question. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them at all. It's just, it's not my preference. I've been really happy with the stock wheels and tires for the winter edition. So hopefully that answers your question. Larry says, all right, thanks. So I guess we answered the YouTube thing. So yeah, go check it out. Larry, we'd love to have you on YouTube. Definitely check it out for sure. Kevin says, after you have me on. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys know this, but Kevin and I, we're putting something together. I need to reach out and talk to him a little bit. But we are going to put something together. If emergency medicine and EMT type stuff in wilderness survival, more importantly, is your thing, you're definitely going to want to click the like button and subscribe right here on YouTube or follow us on Facebook, because we will be broadcasting a live stream dedicated to that topic when we have Kevin on. And he's got a tremendous background. So tell your friends and be prepared for a lot of questions. Get all of your questions together. We're going to have Kevin on here really, really soon. Jeffrey says, thanks. You're very welcome. I mean, if you have any questions, definitely leave them in the comments or the chat below. We're going to be more than happy to answer those the best that we can. You know, right here on Bubba's Garage, we do the best we can with what we have. And some things work and some things don't.
That's for sure.
I know Corey ran a bunch of wheel spacers on his Ram quite a bit. I've never done it. There's something about adding another component between the wheels and tires that I think if you're going to do it and it's temporary, I think that's great. If you're looking for an in-between, I think that's great too. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of wheelers out there that run wheel spacers. So, I'm probably not the best guy, or I don't have the best advice, but if I had a preference, I probably wouldn't. But that's just me.
Yeah, I think I would be more apt to run the spacers on the rig than on one of the Jeeps.
Yeah, I'm totally okay running a spacer on the rig. I'm definitely okay with that. And honestly, I have the perfect person to ask for that. I'm going to actually ask that question in the next couple of days. I'm going to be talking to somebody. So I'm not going to go into details on that. I'm not sure that I can go into details on that. But if I can, then you'll find out really soon in a future episode right here on Bubba's Garage. Hopefully, we'll have some exciting things coming up, but I'm not really sure. I got to ask for permission before I can, I usually play the whole role, ask for permission later, ask for forgiveness instead of permission, but I'm not really sure. So definitely stick around right here on Bubba's Garage, but babe, we need to put that on our list to ask about. You know what I'm talking about? We've got a couple of days, and we're going to ask that question.
I'll put that on the list.
Yeah, for sure. So, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight right here on Bubba's Garage. This is the Bubba and Bobby Show. If you don't already know, we do these live streams on both Facebook as well as YouTube every Friday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you have some questions or comments that you would like for us to cover during those videos, definitely reach out. We'd love to have you on the show. If you have something that you want us to cover, a topic, reach out on bubbasgarage.tv. At bubbasgarage.tv, not only can you reach out to us directly, we have a live chat. We have a contact us where you can send us an email. But we also have BGTV swag and merch. So if you have a Jeep and you want some swag or apparel or accessories for your Jeep, definitely check us out at bubbasgarage.tv.
And not just for Jeeps. We have accessories for not just Jeeps.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just love Jeep, but we also do things. We actually have something we're prototyping for a company out in California. So definitely stick around for that. And I don't want to give any brand names. I probably shouldn't say that just yet. Again, I don't have permission. But let's just say it's roof rack accessories.
Yeah.
Can I say that? Can I say it's roof rack? I think I can say it's roof rack accessories.
So I think so.
Definitely stick around. We got that coming up really soon right here on Bubba's Garage at our website at bubbasgarage.tv. Again, thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. We plan on doing these each and every night live on Facebook and YouTube.
Each and every Friday. Each and every Friday.
Did I say every night? Man, if we do every night, we're gonna. Yeah. Farm Boy says, have y'all seen the newest version of the Blackstone griddle? Which one? Are you talking about the one with the fryer in it? I'd be curious to know.
One that we don't know about yet?
I know, that's why I asked. There could be one that I'm always looking for a better one, you know. Kevin says, what do you use for recording your live streams? No, we actually use StreamYard. If you check our descriptions, we actually have StreamYard. And actually, if you're interested in StreamYard, check the link in the description, especially on our YouTube channel, because you can get a discount from our link there on YouTube. We actually use it because it allows us, we have a paid subscription version that, you know, we're not sponsored by StreamYard at all. I just found that I really like the company. If you haven't noticed, right here on Bubba's Garage, we have a big thing about the people that we do business with. And our V-Series is through Runaway Campers. We love the company. StreamYard, we love the company. They actually do streams live every Sunday night. Both the owners, the founder and the co-founder. And we just have a lot of respect for that. I mean, you know, I feel like I want to help the smaller companies out there and not the big top dogs that could care less what I have to say.
Yeah. And another thing is on their streams, they actually listen to requests. You know, they open that up.
They care.
So if you find flaws or something that you would like to do differently, then you can jump in on that stream and suggest it. And
they listen.
It could be implemented.
You know? I mean, and that's what we do right here on Bubba's Garage, all the products that we manufacture on our website and things like that. I mean, guys, we listen to that feedback. We don't just not care. I mean, we listen to that feedback and we create better products. I mean, I'll tell you, we Absolutely. Have a quarter inch grab handle and we have a half inch grab handle. And I told Bobby, was this years ago, we need to get rid of the quarter inch. It's pointless. I like the half inch better. But the fact of the matter is the customers love the quarter inch.
Yeah.
So I can't take it off.
It's really hard to lose that as an option when people are buying them and they're completely happy with
them. They love it. I mean, to each their own, right? Everybody wants different products and different things. And we listen to our customers right here on Bubba's Garage. Speaking of which, we do have a couple of other products that we have coming up here really soon. And that's going to be our door strap product line is going to dramatically change later this year. So that's kind of a new insight. So definitely stick around for that. But hey, we also have the roof rack changes. It's a whole new product line.
Whole new product line.
Yeah.
Farm Boy says, I don't remember exactly. It has some kind of built-in air fryer or something. Yep. I saw it at Walmart. I need to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We've seen it.
We looked at that in detail. I mean, all the way up until it was released.
I almost kind of wanted it up until I saw the power plug.
Yeah, you have to have power for the air fryer, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to work out for most everybody. Everybody else that's going to, if you're going to put a griddle on your patio or something like that and it's covered up and you ain't got to worry about it, I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be handy. And we would use it. Where my griddle is at, I don't have easy access to power. It's got to be on the other side of that patio. If you've seen our patio, it's kind of like this L shaped. I don't know if you can see it. You got windows here and windows here, and I don't want the griddle on the opposite side. So I'd have to run power, a power strip, and that's
the
only reason.
All the way across the length of the patio, and that could be problematic in itself.
It's a trip hazard. And
I was really fingers, toes, eyes crossed that this thing wouldn't have to have power to run that air fryer. And man, if it didn't, I totally would have been all about getting one. But
I would love to have it if it was more propane fueled or something like that. We even talked about using our solar powered generator box that we have out on the patio and powering it. But I don't think that's going to cut it. I don't think it's
powerful. I don't know. It's going to be powerful enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I really like it, but we're kind of staying away from it. I think what I'm doing is Ace Hardware actually has one. They actually have the 4-burner like what we have, but it has the built-in lid. And I think that is the one that we're probably going to keep our eyes out for and probably get and replace. Now, we did replace our 42-inch or 44-inch smoker. We did get the Camp Chef oven smoker thingy-majigger.
Yeah, I think call it. It's a Camp Chef smoker vault. I think is what
it's called. Oh, yeah, it's a smoke vault.
Smoke vault. Yeah. And we've already used it once or twice. And, you know, not just for our smoking, you know, how we smoke our meats for 2 weeks. You know, we also put a pizza in there.
We tried that out.
We put fries in there. And, you know, I think we actually got it up to almost 525 degrees.
Yeah, it was way up
there. It was impressive how hot that got.
Yeah. Hello, Glenda. Hope you're doing well and staying safe. Nice to see you here. Farm Boy, as well as Kevin, are saying extension cords. Yeah, and that's kind of why we're kind of hanging tight on it. I mean, we'll see. You know, they're going to change it up again next year. They really are. So we're kind of hanging tight. We're going to see where that goes. But right now, I kind of want the one that has the built-in lid. That's kind of like the dome lid, not the flat lid like what we got, but the dome lid, because we use our melting pot like crazy. I mean, almost every single night.
We're wanting to get the kind of lid that's on our 17-inch where you can actually, while you're cooking, you can close it down and use it as one big melting pot. Because, man, when we cook on that 17-inch, I use that lid more than you think. Yeah.
And that's exactly why we took that exact 17-inch and put that in our galley build, because it has that lid on it. So it acts at like a melting pot all in one without additional utensils.
I'm so excited we got that into the rig. I can't wait to use it on the road.
Yeah. So you're going to wait. Farm Boy says he's going to wait to get an outdoor kitchen. You know, Farm Boy, I started building that outdoor kitchen on our patio and I stopped. I realized that I'm probably going to change it. So I just decided to stop. We cut the wheels off of the griddle and everything. And I was going to build a platform. I was going to tile it and everything. And I was like, you know, I need more desktop space. I need more drawers, you know, things like that. So yeah, I think, you know, I just don't know where I'm going to go. You know,
that's the thing is when you commit to, you know, they have the outdoor kitchens and stuff that you can buy at your hardware stores like Lowe's and Home Depot and stuff like that. But those things cost so much. But in my opinion, they're not very well made. They don't feel like they're going to hold up a long time. Yeah,
but I can tell you right now, Farm Boy's not going to buy that. He's going to build it from scratch. I can tell you right now, he's a much better carpenter than I am. But, I mean, I can handle the backyard barbecue build area. I can handle that. But, guys, I don't know if you guys follow Farm Boy, Farm Boy's Garage. Check him out, Farm Boy 30117 on YouTube. If Farm Boy or garaging or any of that craftsman kind of stuff is up your alley, check him out on YouTube, because he wouldn't buy the piecemeal kit, babe. He would build it straight up. He needs to come to Texas and we could collab on that. My problem is the sun goes down in that area, and when it goes down, it's right in your face. If you notice, we got some trees planted to kind of grow right in that area. So I'm thinking we need to keep what we're going to put on wheels so I can move it around.
Absolutely.
You know, we've been wanting to do more and more griddle time videos. Bobby has been creating a ton of fancy griddle time recipes that we want to do, but it's just really hard to record the video in that area because it's fixed and we can't move it to get it out of the sun.
And we're constantly fighting the sun and the backlighting and all that stuff.
Yeah. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to build like the cart or the tabletop where it's on wheels, and then we'll put the griddle on wheels where we can kind of move things around so that she can do some of those. She's been wanting to do some videos on that, and she's got some phenomenal recipes. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do another one for a while. It's just I got to be patient until we can get into a position where I can do some really good ones and be able to actually show making food.
I mean, right now, the only way we could do it is if we did it in the morning, because the sun is right there in your face in the evening. And then we're backwards, and it makes it really hard to do a video. So that's kind of our thing, is we're thinking tabletop on wheels, griddle on wheels, and we can move it where the sun's not in our eyeballs. You know, because we have to record sideways, and the camera's like, if you go back and look at some of our griddle time videos, the camera is like always at an angle. We can't really get the down on the griddle shot because of that. So working out.
On the flip side of that, if you go back and watch our Bubba Zorro video from many, many moons ago.
Oh, it worked out great.
That footage was so much better.
But you know why?
It's because it was over and on the side. It was into the patio.
Yeah, we had wheels.
Uh-huh. We could move it around and get a better shot.
Right on Bubba's garage, you know, we do make mistakes. I cut the wheels off the griddle, and I probably should have never done that. Because now I need to weld them back on so I can move the griddle around. Yeah. And so, guys, I mean, I really appreciate you guys coming out tonight. We're getting really close to our time. You know, it's really exciting. I really love having you guys out there. And it really creates a different story. You know, we go into this with a couple of topics, and you guys throw out your questions and your comments, and it takes a whole nother path. And I really enjoy that much, much better than having a set
specific topic. Yeah, I agree.
So I'd really like to know what you guys think about that. And if you guys like it, do me a favor, smash the crap out of the like button. Don't hit the down button. I don't know why people click the thumbs down. They don't, especially when they don't even watch 1 minute of the video. So guys, we're going to wrap up this live stream tonight. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hopefully we've, I don't know if we've like topped off your Friday, but in the end, it's Friday nonetheless. The day is over. We're going to go griddle something. I don't know what we're going to griddle.
I don't know.
We haven't even talked about it yet. So guys, if you like this video, do me a favor. Give us a huge, huge thumbs up. And if you really like this video and you want to stick around and find out what happens next, Riding on Bubba's Garage. And Shelby says, you know you do. Please subscribe. And until next time, we'll see you on the flip side. Good night, everybody.
Good night.